Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Hiawatha Red Redhawk basketball, joined by head coach Brady Jasper. And Coach Jasper celebrating a birthday today. Coach, just guessing here, with the 4-0 start to the season and 2-0 in league play, beating maybe two of the top teams projected in the league, and Jeff West and Nemaw Central both on the road, I would say you're probably a pretty happy coach and enjoying your birthday a little bit today, huh?
Yeah, not too bad. You know, some days are better than others, I suppose, and today's been a pretty good day.
Let's talk about the two wins on the road. Jeff West game a little bit closer, 38-36, a little more of a lower scoring ball game as well, but you get the job done. What stood out, I guess, in the Jeff West game last Friday in your first road game?
Well, that's a really tough team to play against. At their place, that game was physical and very competitive and very tight down the stretch. And they have a couple of really good players, and they shot the ball pretty well. And that game really could have gone either way. We were fortunate to win that game and felt pretty good about how it turned out.
One thing I noticed was that Jeff West didn't get to the free throw line. And, man, in the fourth quarter, your girls hit some big free throws. So good to see them kind of excel. I guess the experience they have paying off with the ability to knock down some shots there, as you mentioned, and fourth quarter free throws were huge.
Yeah, I think so, too. That was a good thing for us. We do feel like we have an experienced team, and that should show up in the area of close games in the fourth quarter. And at Jeff West the other night, we did a pretty good job there. Secured the ball when we needed to and knocked in some free throws down the stretch, which we also needed to do.
Lindstrom scores 17 points to lead you in that game. Sarah Mattson had a good game last night to lead you in scoring as you beat Nemaha Central on the road again, 46-38. And Mattson contributing along with several girls with some perimeter shots. Sounded like both teams shot it well, but threes were pretty big, I guess, to be able to match Nemaha's presence from the outside last night.
Yeah, both teams shot it real well last night, and there was a stretch there where it was back and forth, just firing threes at each other, including three or four pretty close together for Nemaha in the second quarter, where they overtook us and gained a halftime lead. In fact, I think maybe Nemaha hit 6 3-pointers in the first half, and our girls made 5. I felt like we were shooting it pretty well, too. And then we hit a couple more in the second half. Sarah Mattson hit back-to-back threes from the corner right in front of our bench. That was crucial at the time, gave us the lead back. We finished about 9 for, I don't know how many we shot, several, but we ended up making 9 threes last night, which we needed every one of them to squeeze out of Nemaha with a win. Again, secured the ball down the stretch. Josie Delaney was at the free throw line. It was her turn to step up and hit the big free throws last night. She hit 4 of her last 4 in the closing minutes, and we felt good about what happened over there.
Just one game left before the break. You'll host Holton on Friday night and then take a couple weeks off. So with this team and with the good start and beating a ranked team and a couple road teams, you get the feeling that this is a team that's going to stay pretty focused, continue to stay hungry and not have that let down. Is that a concern, or how do you feel like the team will adapt to kind of that position they're in here, at least early in the season?
Well, I sure hope so. I hope they're feeling good about what we've done so far. I feel like I'm hoping that they're hungry for continued success. When I look at them right now, I look at kind of a fatigued team, seemingly. So we maybe need to just kind of rest and gather ourselves. I think the Christmas break is going to be coming at a real nice time for us, and maybe we can be moving forward on the other side of it.
Well, Coach, we'll see you Friday night against Holton. Thanks for your time, and enjoy your birthday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, the Hiawatha girls 4-0. We'll talk Red Hawk boys basketball right after this timeout.